When I was 10, I told my grandmother that the sun was a star. She didn't believe me. The sun was a sun, and the stars were stars. The Bible said so. Her response to my seemingly trivial fact was terrifying. This woman I loved and respected, fount of wisdom, guardian of secrets, fell from the pedestal on which I had always envisioned her. As I challenged her belief, my grandmother remained resolute. Sitting on the stoop, I gazed up to the heavens. I could not allow my grandmother to believe an untruth. Grappling with my disappointment, I made a decision to act. I ran for my computer. The battle lines had been drawn. Encyclopedia entries, dictionary definitions, pictures, my defense was ubiquitous. We debated and deliberated. Grandma armed with her Bible and I with my computer. Genesis 1, verse 16. Corinthians 15, verse 41. My grandmother's rebuttal was rigid. She quoted scripture, explaining that the Bible clearly differentiates between the sun and the stars. As our polemical discussion dragged on, it became more and more evident that my grandmother's views were inflexible. I felt profound sadness and defeat. That debate, now several years past, remains a poignant reminder of my family's origins. Raised in the rural Carolinas, my grandmother was forced into marriage at 16 and did not finish high school. To gaze back a few more generations in my family tree is to descend into the age of torn, bloodied hands and cotton fields. My history reminds me why it's crucial that I show respect as I share my knowledge. As a 10-year-old, I failed to understand the context behind my grandmother's belief. My amiable attempt to enlighten her devolved into a seemingly malicious attack on her faith. As I reflect, I realize that we have come from two very different periods in history. The zeitgeist of my grandmother's era was a sense of fear and limitation, of dark struggle. Thanks to her efforts and strong foundation, I have been made aware of that shadow of limitation, and I fight it every day. If I had to repeat our son debate, I would. However, I would approach the topic with a different perspective, a newfound delicacy and understanding. My initial delivery failed my grandmother. I attacked a 73-year-old woman's truth, which she had known all her life was suddenly being challenged by a child. Instead of disparaging her beliefs, I should have validated her faith while asserting the uncompromising truth that the sun is indeed a star. I have faith and understand what it feels like to believe in the intangible. However, faith is no excuse for the repudiation of fact. Suggesting that people revise their truths requires understanding and compassion. As I explore a career in public service, my motivation springs from my desire to help people. However, I cannot communicate with condescension. I must straddle the line, exposing fallacies while avoiding alienation. The discussion with my grandmother so many years ago reminds me daily that the truth is a commodity and must be universally disseminated without judgment. The language of truth must elucidate fact. The use of my rhetorical skills, my brain, and most importantly, my heart, will be necessary to do so, especially when dealing with unsettling truths.